You know, I think I'm just going to talk about ski road trips this week on the old Ski Rex Media Podcast. How we doing, everybody? Tim from Ski Rex Media once again, talking at you as I do pretty much every week, sometimes twice a week, because I have been doing the live stream on Saturdays, the live stream and virtual opera party. If you have not checked that out, please do check that out. That's on YouTube only, though, because I don't know how to live stream with just audio, or at least not at the same time. So it's on YouTube, and it's on the YouTube channel, which is down in the description if you are listening to this or if you are watching it. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth, though, speaking of audio. This week was almost going to be an audio-only version of the podcast. And it might still be. You never know. You'll only know Wednesday morning when both versions go up. But I am recording video. But, you know, I'm looking at the monitor. I'm looking at my screen. And I'm looking at the old lackluster, you know, Studio One here at Ski Rex Media HQ, and I'm looking at it, and I don't like it anymore. Of course, I like the posters over there, Mount Snow, Jay Peak, the Alba's Ghost of Uller comic book, and the Killington sticker above that. And you know, I do like those things, but with that white wall, the posters have like expanded. Like, did you know humidity could affect paper like that, or at least this type of paper? I think that's what happened, because they were nice and tight when I first put them up without a frame, and now they're not. So it doesn't look quite right. It doesn't, you know, the plain white wall, I don't like it. I don't like it. In fact, I'm almost embarrassed by it, which is why you audio folks, the folks who listen to the audio-only version, you're actually getting a win right now, because yes, I make jokes about lackluster Studio One, but it doesn't look pro. And yeah, maybe I'm still amateur, but at least I can have a pro look. Now, because of the lack of pro look, this was almost, as I said, almost audio only, because I'm not even sure I like looking at it anymore. But because of the fine support coming from anybody who's picked up the merch, Ski Rex Media merch, or has been supporting via Patreon, we're going to have... Or I'm going to have, there is no we in Ski Rex Media. Well, yes, there is, because there is the community. Ski Rex Media is all about community and everyone out there who watches and listens and reads what I write. And because of the support from that bit of fandom, there's some upgrades coming. We got a couple upgrades coming. You'll start to see those come online as the days and weeks, you know, move ahead. And that's mostly for the podcast. Don't need a lot of upgrades for the written content. All I need is a basic computer for that. But, you know, for the podcast, you know, my audio's okay. There's a couple things I can do with that too. But the video's kind of shot out. And, you know, there's a couple things I want to do. And we're going to upgrade. We're going to start trying to push forward a little bit. And the audio version, you're going to get a couple upgrades too, because I have a couple other things I want to do. So we're going to see how that all works. We're going to put my hat where you can actually see my face here. Yeah, that's better for the video version. Again, this might not even be a video version. I don't know yet. But since I'm filming it, maybe I'll put it up anyway. In any case, some upgrades coming, because the lackluster studio, though I may joke about it, is too lackluster and things aren't kind of sitting right. And we're going to take care of that, I think. Yeah, it's time. It's time to push it forward, kids. And then maybe you'll want to share more of them. And maybe people, when you bring your friends to the virtual opera party, maybe, just maybe, they'll want to stay and watch. But now, since I've been going for almost 4 minutes talking about that, let's get on to the topic. Now, I wanted to talk about road tripping. Why would I want to talk about road tripping? Man, we're still pandemicked out. Still COVID out, man. Like, what road tripping can you do? Well, here's the deal. Just recently, a friend of mine, very close friend of mine, was actually a very close friend of mine for many years in New Jersey. I became her roommate in the city of Las Vegas. She still lives in Las Vegas, and she and her one boy, her son, just did a road trip from New Jersey to Las Vegas. Road tripped. And made it and confirmed, did not pick up COVID-19. So good for them. Pardon my drink on that one. You know, they didn't catch it. And at least my roommate and my friend, she had to get the test, and it confirmed that she did not have it. So she's good to go. It's safe to travel out there. It's kind of safe to travel, or it's getting safer to travel. Plus, If you've been reading the written, if you've been reading the written content, you'll know that this country of New Zealand, they're done. As far as they can tell, they had their last COVID-19 case come and go. So they're open, man. No restrictions. They're good. They're not letting anybody else in, not us from the U.S., from their neighbors Australia, not from anywhere else. Like, nobody else is allowed in, but they are, they're ready to go locally. You know, they are done as far, again, they admit and accept that they could have, you know, more cases show up. It is possible. It absolutely is possible. China just had more cases show up, apparently. So it is possible, but they now have unrestricted everything, and that includes travel. So I have a friend I know who road trips safely, makes it done, all well and good. And then you have New Zealand, who's all well and good, and other places starting to open things up, and everything's well and good. So that just starts my mind, you know, going. And besides, we've been talking about prepping for next season. Like, that's what you do during the spring and summer and fall. You prep for the next winter. At least we do. We who like to ski, and I am, because it's going to be my grand return to the stage, man. It's going to be wonderful. But how do we get there? Now, most people are going to take airplanes. I am so thirsty. I apologize for all my drinking on the mic already. How are we going to get there? Most people take airplanes. Me, I'm not a fan of airplanes. I don't lie about that. Never have. I'm afraid of them. And then even when I do get on, I don't like doing it. And I don't think, I mean, there's people who say they love to do it. I love to fly. But I don't know how they do that, but I don't. So my mind's spinning. I'm like, well, I got a friend survive a road trip. And I've been itching to get back on the road too. You know, that's something we talk about here on Ski Rex Media, is like van builds, bus builds, using, you know, RV travel. I've been talking about that, you know, on and off. We did a whole live stream about it. Check out that live stream episode. I can't remember which number it was, but we talked about cars and van builds, and, you know, just for a hoot, what were good cars for, you know, taking skiing and riding, and then, you know, using van builds and things like this. And I'm thinking, man, that's what I want to do. So that's how I'm prepping for the next season, is how can I do a road trip? Now, I have a road trip in mind, and it is not the Route 100 tour, although I will be taking part in that. If you don't know what that is, join us on Twitter, and we'll talk about that more. Maybe we'll get on and talk about that here, either on a live stream or on the podcast here. I'm not sure. It is not a Ski Rex Media idea. It is just one that Ski Rex Media, well, actually Tim from Ski Rex Media, is going to be participating in, up Route 100 south to north through the state of Vermont. Easy enough. And that kind of spurred off part of this thought, I'm not going to lie. Thinking about the best way to do that. But as I said, I'm personally itching to get back on the road. I know that, you know, travel's going to be a little weird for the coming winter, or it could be. It's very possible, since we aren't 100% sure about what's going to happen over the next, you know, 6 months, year, so on. You know, who knows? We could still be dealing with this next summer. We don't know. COVID-19, pandemics, outbreaks, all that fun stuff. But no harm in being prepared. Now, since I've been going for a while now, and you know me, I kind of get off topic, but this isn't off topic. This is on topic. We have talked about, at least in the written form, I don't think I've talked about it so much on the podcast, but at least in the written, I know I did at least one article. I think I did one this year. If I didn't, I have to. But we've talked about working out and getting ready, getting the body ready, getting the mind ready, getting ski passes ready. A little bit about gear. We've talked about what you're going to buy, what you're not going to buy. I don't think a lot of people are going to be buying this year. A lot of financial trouble out there this year because of the COVID. I don't know if a lot of people are going to be buying gear, but we're not going to talk about that. We're going to talk right now about how you get there, because I'm ready to throw my stuff in the car and just go, but I don't want to just do it in the car. Now, I could do it in the car. Here's what I would like to do in the car. But I've been talking about doing this anyway, even for summertime, and doing it for the winter might be a little bit more difficult. So I'm going to go with my car. I'm going to tell you what I want to do. That's what today's episode is. It's storytelling, man. I'm going to tell you what my thoughts are. And that's the wonderful thing, since I kind of do commentary anyway, commentary-like. I don't really do commenting or anything like that for real. But in this case, I'm going to tell you what I want to do with my car, and then I'm going to tell you what... I'm not going to say it's my dream travel vehicle, but it's an idea I friggin' love. And I came up with it right before right as the outbreak, the COVID-19 was starting. How many times can I say COVID-19 in this episode? COVID-19, COVID-19, COVID-19. It's ridiculous. Everything that's going on in this world right now, and I'm still talking about that, but it applies. And as well as what's going on, we see a lot of rioting and protesting and, you know, everything going on with that, the autonomous zone in Seattle. Some cities you might want to avoid for a while, still, you know, you might want to avoid. Then again, you might be into that kind of thing and you want to check it out. Or maybe you are or have or plan to take place in one of the peaceful protests out there. You know, just be careful. Like I said, you know, things can pop off at any second in any city, anywhere in the country. So just be careful if you go to the cities. But as to bring it back around, as COVID-19, the outbreaks were starting, we were just learning about it. I was out walking around my neighborhood and I saw what I could turn into, not my dream vehicle, I don't think, but one that I could really do something. But let's talk about the car. Now, I started the, how and what to pack series of written articles. I've only done one so far, and I think I'm ready to do the second one. I know how I want to do it. I started the first one as single person in-town trip. Very easy. Single person in-town trip. Very simple. What it amounted to was you could be a slob. You don't have to pack well because it's just you. You don't need the room. You don't even need a ski rack on your roof because you could just go ahead and toss everything in the trunk or even in the back seat if you wanted to. I have a pair of ski boards, man. I don't even need my trunk if I don't want to. I could throw it all. I could throw my backpack, my gear, and my ski boards all in the passenger seat. I still have room for people. That's how good that works. People make fun of ski boards, but travel, they come in handy so well. They're just so good for travel because they're tiny, little. Pardon my drink again. But in my car, I realized not too long ago that if I were to remove the back seat, just remove it, level out the floor to the trunk, you know, no big deal there. I could have a micro camper, put the rack on top, throw the skis on top, build just a little piece in right behind the driver's seat next to where I would sleep behind the passenger seat. All I have to do is pull the passenger seat forward and 6 foot tall, I can lay out absolutely and be fine. I now have a mobile travel wagon and I could take that sucker skiing, man. Maybe not powder chasing. Like, I don't know if I can, you know, run from here out where that's a thing, but I could do it around here. I could be at one mountain. And again, this, you know, when we talk about traveling to ski areas, usually a lot of what happens is we fly to that area, rent a car or take shuttles or whatever it may be to a hotel. And then we can, you know, we can walk or cabs or bus or, you know, however that resort and or town, depending on where you are, is set up. But there are still those mountains that will let you camp in the parking lot. You pull your RV up, but RVs are so big and, Ski Rex is so small. Ski Rex can't afford an RV right now. Not even a van or a bus build yet. But again, because of the wonderful supporters of this program through the merch shop and the Patreon, it could happen. It could happen eventually. Maybe, I don't know if it'll happen this season, but you never know. We're moving on up. We're taking off. Ski Rex more and more popular every day. But all that aside, the car, my car is ready to go. It is small. It is compact, but it is only me. It is only me. And Ski Rex can be a mobile thing. You know, I need my laptop, which I have, my sound recorder, which I have. I need a camera, which I can have, you know, I have cameras that'll work. Plus I have another camera. That's one of the upgrades coming. So this looks better as well. I could take it on the road, sleep in the car, get up, ski. You know what? Here's how I would do it. Here's how I would do it. Tell me if you agree with this. And I think this would be fun. even if I decide to go out west. And it would work out really well because driving up isn't the same as flying up when it comes to altitude. I can time that to go up the mountain slowly so I can minimize the altitude sickness. Isn't that brilliant? See, it's not just me being afraid of planes. It's not. There's a whole plan in mind, a whole thing, and it works, and road trip skiing is awesome because of it. Because A, what's the best part of any road trip? It's the journey. You get to see so much. There can be more to skiing. You can go ahead and you can sightsee along the way, whatever's open in the winter. Not everything is open across the country in the winter. And if you pull up to hills on the side of the road, like I've seen this. I've seen people in their ski wagons, whether it's a home-built RV, home-built trailer that they did, or if it's a manufactured trailer, RV, bus build, van build, you name it, pickup truck build. Also, I've seen, station wagon build, I've seen. They're just driving down the road, see a cool hill, just pull off. And this isn't just in the places like the Rockies or, anywhere out west, like in Utah, maybe like in the Wasatch Mountains, Maybe if you're up in the PNW, you're coming through the Cascades. That's right? Those are right. I got those right. Ugh, I'm telling you, the mine isn't what it used to be. You just pull off to the side of the road. You see a cool hill, as long as it's not private property. Hike on up, take a couple runs, jump back into car and go. Sounds like a lot of fun, and I think it is too. And, like I said, I could build my car into it. And this actually comes around. The Route 100, this would be great. Why deal with a hotel room when I can just sleep in the car? And again, this is how I would do it. Ski all day, drive to the next place, depending on how far it was. Like, if I'm going to take and do like a van RV or just use my car as a micro camper trip, I'm going to finish up for the day. If there's people around that I know, hang out maybe for a little while, but then drive to the next hill and then go to sleep. Instead of driving the next morning, then skiing, drive to the next hill, sleep, then get up and go skiing. Now, especially in like Vermont, if you do that, it's not even an hour drive to the next one until you start to head up to Jay Peak. Once you swing the corner back kind of where through I live, because I would do it. I would go, up like Route 100, cut west to head up, towards Killington. And, you got to hit Stowe and everything around there and then come back. And then you got to get Burke and Jay up in the corner. So that might be a little bit of a drive. So maybe you might, depending on what you wanted to do, I might take the extra day, drive, go hang out. But then again, maybe I won't. You're never more than an hour or two. And even if you skip out, I'll pray, and the lifts close at 4, you're on the road 6:30, 7 if you're, eating on the way, depending on what you want to have for food. And that actually kind of brings me to the next part of this. You say, Tim, well, that's all well and good, but where are you showering? Well, you're going to have to make a provision for that. There are ways, and I'm not talking, because in the winter, you don't want to do the outside shower. You're just asking for hypothermia. Don't do that. But there are other ways. There are the deodorizing bars. There's the new wipes for camping gear. A trip like this, you're going to want to check out your local camping store, whether it's Dick's Sporting Goods, if they're even still in business. Who else is out there? REI, places like this, your local sporting goods store for any of you who have locals that aren't owned by the big corporations. And then food. Again, it's camping things, man. Just have whatever you can fire up in the parking lot real quick. Or budget to be able to eat out, or so you don't have to fire something up, so you don't have to heat water. There's ways around that too. Green Belly, for example, hiking food, you can make it work. You absolutely can. And in the morning, who's not going to want to pay for a donut? Like I would budget out donuts every morning, keep that energy up. You see what I'm saying? Part of this episode is to try and get people to be excited about doing something like this, a road trip style ski trip, because it's just awesome. And again, in Vermont, like I said, Vermont's small. I actually don't even need to road trip if I don't want. I could drive the hour, ski, drive the hour back, sleep next day, drive the hour to the next hill, drive the hour back, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. I'm not like where I am, where Ski Rex Media HQ is, it's not far, but not everybody has that luxury. Like if you're on I-70 in Colorado, you can hit a few things back to back, but you still got some travel time. you know, depending on where you live, man. I'm just thinking, build out the car, build out a van, and just go and stay on the road for a while. People do it all the time, and it really kind of seems like, I don't want to say an awesome life, you know, because that's kind of judgmental in a positive way. And you could say that, Tim, that sounds really kind of stupid, judgmental in a positive way. Being judgmental isn't necessarily negative or positive. It's all about how it's presented. And, you know, I don't know if, well, it doesn't matter. The point is that, you know, we've seen other people do this, and it looks like it could be efficient, which is awesome. If you budget well, if you're good with numbers and money, you can by all means make it not cheaper, but you can make it work. You know what I mean? Money wise, you don't have to have a $1 million budget to do it. You know what I'm saying? All right. Depending on the age of your vehicle, the amount of mileage, how well you take care of it. Was it new? Was it used? Did you build it yourself? Do you do your own maintenance? You know, I mean, I can whip out an oil change. That's fine. And just doing it in the snow away from my driveway kind of sucks. So you might have to pay for that depending on how far you go, man. But think about this. You could, or anyone could, you could is not proper. Anyone could start here in Vermont, even with my little micro car camper, and just tour the country. Just tour the entire country. And believe me, if I had the budget to just take the show on the road all winter, I would totally do that. I would absolutely do that. Part of me would like to do it with less margin of error and just do all of New England. Just kind of do a big old loop, Maine, Mass, Vermont, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Connecticut. Just do all that. Maybe hit some upstate New York or run down the East Coast. I don't know. Just take out a little margin of error, because I've never, while I have traveled extensively on the U.S., on U.S. highways and byways, I am a road tripper by trade, I think. Well, it's not really a trade because I don't get paid for it, but I've done a lot of road tripping. Believe me, I have a lot of road tripping, like a ton. I've driven back and forth across this country twice. So that means two going west and two coming east, you know, and I've gone all the way up and down the East Coast, all the way to Florida and back, and, you know, tons of small trips in between. You know, I've been everywhere except the North. And although I have been to the PNW, that was only flying, and then that was only to Seattle. And like I said, that's a city you probably might not want to visit right now. I mean, maybe you do. Just be careful, because you never know when something can pop off. You know, keep, you know, watch your own back. Believe me. Just be careful. So anyway, traveling in the micro camper, doing these long trips, and it doesn't even have to be powder chasing. Like, a lot of people do this to do the powder chasing, storm chasing, man, chasing the storms, not like scientists chasing tornadoes, but, you know, where's there going to be a snowstorm the day after tomorrow? Let's go. Or, you know, next week, this is where they're supposed to blow through. Let's go through there, you know, and they just never leave the snow. I would just like to pick a bunch of mountains and then go to this one day or 2 days, whatever it may be. Now, here's the thing. I am being very general here. And the thing is that there's no real need yet to get too specific. What you eat, how you eat, so how much food you pack, that's up to you. Make sure you have at least breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or can provide for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and you're set. Water. It's a physical activity. Yes, it's not bright, sunshiny, hot like the desert, but you still need a lot of it. So make sure you have access to a bunch of water. But if you're going to resorts, that's probably not difficult to do. Gas, you know, resort towns are going to have gas stations, you know. It's not impossible to do, even in the winter. The bitch is heating whatever you've built. Now, if I built it out in my car, if you built it out in a bus, built it out in a van, you got to make sure that sucker's heated. Because in the summer, all you need is a fan. But in the winter, all you need heat. And there's tons of different ways to do it. If you have an electrical, you know, access to electricity, or have a solar setup, you can do an electric heater, like a space heater. You'll be fine. You can do the diesel heaters. Not that hard to install, really, but if you fuck it up and you get the fumes in there, definitely, if you're doing that, definitely put a carbon monoxide detector in your build. Or you can, if you have something big enough, you can do one of these smaller pellet stoves that works just like in a pellet stove in someone's house. You can do all that. Like, see what I'm saying? Like, You could say, Tim, you're just rambling about traveling, but what I'm trying to do is get everybody excited about it, because here's what I want to do. Here's what I saw while I was walking around my neighborhood. Just up the road, there's a 2013 Freightliner, like a semi with a sleeper cab. It's for sale. Now, they want $25,000 for it, so that's a little, you know, a little hefty for me right now. But, man, I was looking at this thing, and I'm like, you know what? I could take the back, because it's got the sleeper cab. I don't have to build anything else onto it. But build like a utility bed. You see the utility beds on pickup trucks? Build a bigger one onto the back of this thing and put all the skis in inside so they're nice and locked up. I can put, you know, food storage, solar on it if I want to. An extra set of batteries that can run a block heater so the diesel won't freeze up during the night. And that, it's not the ultimate travel wagon. It's not the... my dream travel wagon, but man, that'd be fucking cool. I think that'd be really cool. So think about it. I don't know, man, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm getting excited for nothing, but then I really like road tripping, and I think it would be absolutely just a good time to get out on the road, looking around, checking out the scenery. Everything's covered in snow. You know, if you do it during the holidays, you know, maybe you'll get a little of that holiday cheer while you're on the road. Get out there on the road, man. Don't just factor in as you're planning planes, and I know for some people you have to take a plane. If you don't take a plane, you just won't have time. People only have a certain, you know, certain time they can budget for a vacation. So I understand the necessity to take planes from time to time. But if you're able to, man, get in the car and just drive it, man. Even if you're not sleeping in your car, like, you know, again, I think that's kind of, it doesn't add, what does it add? It just adds a bit of to the adventure, I think. I really think it does, because, I mean, RV tripping, it's so popular, there has to be something to it, and I've had a good time driving and camping, but then driving and staying in hotels, too. The last time I drove back from Las Vegas, I did hotels the entire way. It took me, I think, 6 days to get back. I stopped in Tucson and Roswell and Dodge City, Kansas, and in Des Moines, Iowa, I stopped at, and upstate New York up by Lake Ontario. It took me like 6 days to do this, and I saw a ton of stuff, just a ton. Took pictures, took video, saw things I might never see again. I was on the road again. Think about that song. On the road again, Willie Nelson. I'm sure others have done it. And again, I'm not a big country fan. I've established this. Also, in a live stream, which I can link in here too. I can link the live stream for that episode, the music episode. You know, I think, man, it as we plan for the next season, keep it in mind. To do as much road trip. And like I said, you know, there's this... The group I'm part of at Twitter, we're doing the Route 100 trip, and, you know, starting at Mount Snow, ending at Jay Peak, and hitting stuff in between. That's a great road trip, and that's going to be hotels every night. But wouldn't it be cool to add to that adventure an RV stay? I don't know. What do you think? This might have been a wash of an episode. Again, it was just me trying to get everybody excited, because I'm not going to tell you how to pack it, because you know what you need. You need your gear. Whatever gear you wear, whatever gear you ride, you need your food stuff, which, again, go to the camping store, outdoor sports store, sporting goods store. That's the words I'm looking for. Check that out, you know, or if you know how to can and preserve and make jerky and stuff yourself, do that. Throw in a bag and go. And you don't need a lot of room. In fact, your room really depends. What room you need depends on who's going. If it's you, don't need anything. If it's you and a person, you may need a little something. If you got 10 people, then yeah, all right, you might want to move up to the tour bus. But I think you know what I mean, or a convoy. Because believe me, man, this is what I think about, because I just want to get back on the road. And you know what? I've even thought about what it would be like to do it on a motorbike. Not in the winter, mind you, but in the summer, like when big snow reopens, how great would it be just to slap your skis and your gear onto the back of a motorbike and head down, or to Snowflex down there in Lynchburg, Virginia? How great would that be? I don't know. Again, this could have been a wash. Maybe I was wrong to even record this at all. I was worried about how it would look. Maybe it doesn't sound great either. I don't know, but I hope you're excited about it. I really do. I hope you're now thinking, like, you know what, dude? That could be pretty awesome. That could be a lot of fun, and I hope you think so, and I want you to think so, okay? So we'll keep this one short. I'm going to run about a half hour, but that's average. But, You know, what do you think? Would you want to do the road trip? Should we look at this more in depth? You know, what should we bring? What vehicle should we use? Should I, you know, finish tooling up the car so we can do it and then show everybody what I've built? Maybe something. I don't know. I hope you're excited about it. In any case, thank you for listening or watching and watching, hashtag watching the Ski Rex Media Podcast. Like I said, upgrades coming, so you'll see that coming. If you'd like to, you know, weigh in on this topic or have anything you'd like to say to Ski Rex Media, you can go to Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Ski Rex Media on all three. Just search it. You will find it. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment. If you're one of the audio listeners on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Buzzsprout, and you can leave a comment on some of those too. Excuse me. And you in the, down in the description is all the links to all this stuff, plus the email, plus the merch shop, plus Patreon. So if you'd like to support the program, again, because of the wonderful supporters, we're starting to get upgrades. So I hope you enjoyed this one. I think I can go back more. I can revisit it and go into more into depth on it a little bit. But I'm just trying to get everybody excited. Let's get excited about road tripping and skiing and getting back out there as everything opens up. Right? Right. Thank you for listening and watching, everybody. This is Tim from Ski Rex Media. I hope you have a good week. I hope you've been having a good week. I hope everything is good where you are. I hope you are safe. And I hope you are acting safely. Take care of yourselves. Watch your own back. Watch your friends' back. All right? I will see you out there. Winter is right around the corner. We're all going to hit those hills. And like we said, Route 100 tour and all that good stuff. All right. Thank you for watching. Later.